Good morning all. Mac asked a question, how much would it cost to run a public Wi-Fi hotspot? And why doesn't every business do it? My guess is that it's quite expensive. Mainly due to the amount of bandwidth you'd have to pay for and the cost thereof. Assuming you want to do some sort of sensible system, you're going to have to support a number of people simultaneously. You're also going to have reasonable upload speed and reasonable download speed. So that probably means a fairly good internet connection. I don't know how much you would need to support, say, 20 people simultaneously, but I guess you're looking at least something like fiber to the cabinet with BT Infinity, something like that, and something like SDSL, because they tend to be a bit provide a bit more bandwidth, don't they? And then you'd have to look at how on earth you handle the bandwidth costs themselves, because the traditional amount you get on your standard ADSL connection would be gone in a flash if you had 20 people using it, wouldn't it? And then you also have to handle the legal implications. You have to handle what happens if someone on your network starts downloading pornography. Is that your problem? Do you have to have things in place for that? And you know, if you're a hairdresser, how much extra business are you going to get as a result of this? I mean, let's assume that the outlay is reasonably minimal for a small hairdresser. I don't know, £100 to £150 a month. Let's assume it's that. Let's also assume that the startup costs are fairly minimal and are a mere, I don't know, £500 or so. So £100 extra a month. Let's assume that it's an average cost of 30 quid per haircut. And the profit on that is what, £10 maybe at the moment? I don't suppose many hairdressers are on more than about 30% profit margins. So if you've spent an extra £150 a month and you're making £10 per haircut on average, you need an extra 15 haircuts solely due to people coming in to use the free Wi-Fi every single month. Is that reasonable? I mean, at the end of the day, it's got to be a business decision. I don't actually know. It might be a good deal. You might find that there are 15 to 20 people in the average town who would choose a particular hairdresser solely on the basis that it had free Wi-Fi. Maybe, maybe not. I'd be fascinated to know what the overage charges are. If you do get someone who uses a lot of bandwidth, what your bill could be. Certainly, we've had issues with our servers where we've had a lot of unexpected traffic and we've run up bills that have knocked on the thousands in terms of the additional bandwidth costs. We're okay because we can just pass on to the customer who are happy that they're getting the extra traffic. But can you imagine what that would do to your small business if someone started streaming movies down on your network and suddenly you had an extra £2,000 to pay one given month because of the bandwidth costs? I don't know. As you say, I'm just pulling numbers completely out of the air here. I haven't got a clue. But I bet it is not cheap and cheerful. I bet it is not like doing, getting ADSL for your house at 20 quid a month and that's it. I bet that if you tried to do it sensibly and provide a service that people are going to be complimentary about, I bet it's not that cheap at all.